More Palestinians fall victim to Israel's intensified aggression across the occupied West Bank. Israeli forces have shot dead four Palestinians, accusing them of trying to carry out stabbing attacks against Israeli troops. The Israeli army killed three Palestinian men at a junction south of Jerusalem al-Quds and fatally shot the fourth man east of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. The latest deaths bring to 149 the number of Palestinians killed in the escalating violence between Israelis and Palestinians since early October. 25 Israelis have also been killed in the tensions. The ongoing violence began after repeated storming of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound by Israeli settlers and troops. To get more on that story, we're joined by our correspondent in Ramallah, Mona Kandil. Mona, tell us about this latest death. You already told us about the three Palestinians being killed at the junction. What do we know about this latest death that has occurred?
Well, that's right, Sheena. In less than 2 hours, and after the killing of those three Palestinians from the same family at the Gush Etzion junction, to the south of the occupied West Bank city of Al-Khalil, the Israeli soldiers shot dead a fourth Palestinian, 16-year-old Mahmoud Al-Shalaldi, near the Israeli checkpoint that leads to a Palestinian village. It's called Beit Aynun. He is the brother of a Palestinian. He's the brother of a Palestinian, Mahmoud Al-Shalaldi. Excuse me, his name is Khalil, the one who was killed today. And he's the brother of Mahmoud Al-Shalaldi, who was shot dead in November. The Israelis claimed that this Palestinian young man tried to stab an Israeli soldier, but the soldiers there opened fire and killed him before he hurt any of the Israelis, according to them. Following the killing of those four Palestinians, angry Palestinians took to the streets from the refugee camp of Adheshi to the south of Beit Lahem, also from Sa'ir, where the four Palestinians are from the village of Sa'ir in Al-Khalil, took to the streets. Also, angry Palestinians threw stones at Israeli settlers' vehicles in Al-Arub refugee camp, as well as Beit Umar. The Israeli soldiers deployed in the towns of Al-Khalil, and they are trying to impose more strict measures, according to the Israeli military chief in that area. He claimed that he will not allow any Palestinian protests, and the Israeli soldiers would be conducting arrest operations against any of those Palestinians accused by the Israelis to be rioters. Today, tomorrow is a Friday, and the Palestinians, the citizens of Sa'ir, are calling for a day of anger, especially that the Israeli soldiers confiscated the bodies of those four Palestinians. And as you have mentioned, the number of Palestinians being killed for alleged stabbing attacks or other attacks against Israelis keep rising. And the Palestinians believe that they have the right to defend themselves. They have the right to continue resisting the illegal practices of the Israeli occupation, especially that several towns, especially in the city of Al-Khalil and the nearby towns, are completely closed. There are strict measures to the entry of the old town in Al-Khalil, as well as in Jerusalem Al-Quds. So the Palestinians are fed up with these illegal measures, and they are determined to go on fighting this illegal Israeli occupation and all its measures on ground here in the occupied West Bank.
Mona, now talking about the excessive use of force used by Israelis, what are these Palestinians alleged? Like, we know there are stabbing attacks. That's what they're alleged of doing, stabbing Israelis. We know that they're confronted with Israeli troops and they're armed to their teeth. What do these Palestinians carry with them at most? And it looks like these Israelis have been trained to shoot to death these Palestinians, because you can shoot a Palestinian protester, you can shoot them in the arm or the leg, doesn't make anything sounds better, but at least you're not killing Palestinians.
Well, you know, since the beginning of October and the start of this popular uprising, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued orders to the Israeli soldiers to use the shooting to kill. So it's not to shoot and wound Palestinians. Any Palestinian could be suspected in any case of attacks or even during the protest. So it's okay for the Israeli soldiers to open fire, shoot and kill, because, you know, the Israelis have been using these field executions, and they know very well that they won't be taken to any courts, they won't be tried. So it's okay to kill Palestinians because there would be no interrogation after every killing. And every time there is this excuse that those Palestinians who tried to stab Israelis, many of those Palestinians, especially youths, have been killed in cold blood without doing anything. And it was very clear, according to eyewitnesses, that the Israeli soldiers put near the majority of those bodies knives or other screwdrivers sometimes, and they accused those Palestinians of carrying out attacks. But as what happened today, none of the Israeli soldiers were wounded. According to the Israeli military itself, that there were no injuries among the soldiers or the settlers. So it's clear that what's going on is killing in cold blood, and the Palestinians have nothing to do but to continue confronting these illegal measures, at least through protest or even sometimes Palestinians carrying out operations against the armed Israeli soldiers using simple tools like, let's say, knives or something else.
Mona, thank you very much. It was great to talk to you. Mona Kandil, Press Service correspondent in Ramallah.